seeking abortion is a UN-defined human right. However, something that I feel a lot of people don't actually realise, it's actually technically illegal here in New South Wales. It was restricted by laws that were written into the New South Wales Criminal Code in 1900, obviously way before women could vote or even participate in the Olympics. Our next guests are from My Body, My Rights, an organisation dedicated to lobbying the government to decriminalise abortions in New South Wales and protecting women from harassment and intimidation when entering clinics. Tegan Nichols, Millie Malcolm and Rosie Paymans join us now. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So abortion, I mean, something I feel a lot of people don't realise is still technically illegal here in New South Wales. Could you guys tell us a little bit about the laws that, you know, they originally came from that were written up in the 1900s?
Yeah, sure. So the abortion laws were from the Crimes Act of 1900. So it's still listed as a criminal offence. So basically it means people trying to access abortions, their doctor, anyone who else who assists, risk prosecution and face penalties of up to 10 years imprisonment, which is just crazy for 2018. Mm. So, you know, it's still regarded as lawful if it can be proven that it's being performed to prevent serious danger to a woman's mental or physical health. But there's just so many hoops for women to jump through to get there.
And the fact that it hasn't changed at all blows my mind.
No. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's 116 years old, the law.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So the clinics, you mentioned the ones that do provide abortions, they're often private. How does this affect people from, I guess, rural or lower socioeconomic backgrounds?
Well, the clinics decide the price, which is very unfair. We have a great public system. It makes no sense that this particular, you know, medical procedure is all privatised.
And to have a medical abortion, which is basically to take a pill, which, you know, you can have in the earliest stages of a pregnancy, really should only cost $40 for people who have a Medicare card. And, you know, you're looking at $250, $400, $800. I mean, their prices are just really inaccessible for a lot of people. Mm. You're talking about people from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. You know, that's not something that they may not have that money lying around, and it's not exactly something you plan for. And time is so important as well, particularly if you're going for that cheaper option early on. You don't have that much time. And so, you know, and also if you're looking at people living in rural areas, they might have to travel, make like long trips out of state just to see someone about this. And so there are a lot of barriers there that I guess the stigma creates these barriers. Mm. And so, yeah, I mean, the effects are very real.
It also means that abortion has become an industry that runs for profit as opposed to health as well.
Mm. Yeah. And that's a terrifying thought.
Yeah. It's a business.
Ooh. And even just recently, the last clinic in Tasmania was shut down. So those women literally have to, you know, cross the ocean to come here to seek abortion, which is just ridiculous.
It's an insane idea, as you said, in 2018, Australia. So a little bit more about you guys, as well as lobbying the government. You guys do some amazing work on the front lines regarding, you know, people harassing other women and entering clinics. Could you tell us a little bit about your work?
Cool. Yeah. So My Body, My Right, we started at the end of 2015 as three people on the street kind of creating a counter protest to harassers on Devonshire Street who are very active and have been active for decades. But what we've been doing, we've basically just been trying to change the law around abortion. So first thing we did was we put up a petition for safe zones to try and get these protests, well, quote-unquote protesters,
harassers
away from clinics so that people can access them. We currently have a petition to remove abortion from the Crimes Act, which if you want to sign it, please print it out from our website to sign, because digital petitions aren't currently accepted in Parliament. But our aim is to, basically we need 10,000 signatures on that to have it tabled in Parliament, so they have to talk about it and try and make some change. And we've also got a brand new website which we launched last year, which has got a lot of information about what kind of abortions there are, how to get them, you know, what to do for help, because we find the information is so blurry and we just want something that's easy to read, easy to find and easy to share. So information is a real focus for us at the moment.
Yeah, and honest information, you know, what we've tried to do is talk about the process of going, like the steps that come up to going through an abortion in a really honest way, so that people are less intimidated and get, you know, misinformation from the wrong places.
Yeah, we really think that you can't stop people getting abortions. You can just stop people getting safe abortions.
Exactly, yes. Knowledge is power, I guess, in this situation
too. Oh, definitely,
too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, and you know, you were mentioning safe zones there, Tegan. Victoria, I heard, they've passed a law recently, anti-abortion protesters, again in air quotes happening there for those who can't see, have to be 150 metres away from the clinic's entrance. Now, we don't have anything like this in New South Wales, do we?
No.
We don't, no. That was one of our focuses when we first started. We thought that would be something we could achieve, yet to achieve it. It has come up in state parliament from, you know, from the Greens and from Labor MPs, but at the moment it hasn't, it just hasn't kind of come through. And it does mean that, you know, also having abortion in the Crimes Act means, you know, that these harassers can kind of, they kind of have something to stand on, because they are essentially protesting potentially illegal activities. And, you know, it confuses the situation even more, not having those kinds of protections.
In terms of free speech, they should be allowed to do that at Parliament if they so want to. But outside a medical clinic that people need to use is just unacceptable.
And so it is, of course, International Women's Day today.
Yay.
Happy International Women's Day. How do you think the issue of gender equality affects a woman's right to access abortion?
Well, at the very core of it, it's just another way to police and control women's bodies. And we've just had enough of it, basically. This is something that we demand as a right, and we should have. And it's just ridiculous it's taken this long. Like, Tasmania, ACT and Victoria have safe access zones. So it's possible. It's just taking way too long for New South Wales.
What's even crazier is that a lot of women don't know until they're put in the position when they try to get an abortion. And so it's something that's not really publicised. I think if more people knew about it, they want to do something about it. And it's just, you know, when you're put in that position as a woman in 2018, when you still feel like you don't have control over your body, it makes you feel awful.
Yeah.
It is a really horrible situation as it stands. Before I let you guys go, could you tell us, I guess, what's next for My Body, My Rights and how people can support you guys?
Yeah, cool. So we try and hold events to sort of spread information. We had a good event last year where we had a panel of experts from, you know, women's health to the law around women's health. And we recorded that. We'll be putting it up as a podcast on our website very soon. But in the lead up to that, we also made a zine, which has a lot of the information that we found, which also will be on our website soon to be able to print. So anyone can print it off and, like, fold it up and just leave it anywhere, women's spaces, cafes, give it to your friends, whatever. But we're also on the hunt for stories. If anyone has their own personal story that they want to share with us, we're kind of collecting stories at the moment to utilize as a way to share them with a broader audience while protecting the identity of the person who owns the story. So their story can get out there, but they don't have to be the ones to necessarily tell it. So, yeah, that's some of the things that we're kind of doing at the moment.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. I wish you all the luck in your future endeavours.
Thank you
so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
That was Tegan Nichols, Millie Malcolm and Rosie Payman from My Body, My Right, an organisation dedicated to lobbying the government to decriminalise abortions in New South Wales and protecting women from harassment and intimidation when they do enter the clinics.